Hi everyone, I'm Adriana, and today we're doing a podcast about an honors project that some students at Pueblo High School had in Ms. Rincon's history class. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Nebai Merino.
Hello, I'm Ruben Olivares.
So basically what these students had the idea of doing, you guys had an idea to make shirts to speak out on issues you saw around the school.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't have to specifically be about school, but it could be, like, any issue that you saw. But we kind of did also try to focus on school since we are here in school.
What gave you guys the idea for this? Like, a specific situation you witnessed or just something you've been noticing over a while?
So, actually, Ms. Rincon is the one that asked us to do this a while ago, but we never really got around to doing it. Sorry. We never really got around to doing it, but she saw this one. She described it as like this really horrible writing on the wall, and her and Miss Wallace saw that, and that was what really just made her push it towards us, you know, like push it, like the idea of like getting a shirt, you know, getting the school to recognize that this is not okay, their behavior is not okay, and the things that kids are witnessing, the kids are doing is not okay.
Yeah, just like how she said, Ms. Rincon came up to me, pitched the idea, and I wasn't that sure about it at first, to be honest, but she kept on bringing it up, and then like how Nabai said, she came up and told us about it, and just over a while, I got a little more interested into it, and it became something that I liked as well.
So, what are like the main issues that you see just around the community and just specifically aiming towards this school, Pueblo, that you wish would change or just annoy you in general?
Definitely the smoking in the bathrooms. It's really bad. Like, you can walk past like a certain hallway and the whole hallway will smell like marijuana, you know? And definitely like the slurs.
I would say like another thing is like ambition. Like, a lot of people here in high school, they're just like, oh, I'm here in high school. Life after high school doesn't exist. Oh, that'll happen in like a long time. So then they'll start smoking at school. They'll stop doing their work or let their grades drop, and they really don't care. But they still are going to have a future, and that's going to mess them up in their life. And a lot of people fail to realize that they have a future.
Really good points. Good points. Have you guys made any shirts yet? And if so, what does it look like or what does it say?
So we made the shirts on Tuesday, and then we wore them on Friday. And my shirt said, "Embrace your culture."
My shirt in the front, it said "Healthy," and then on the second part, it had a little like a drawing of the world, and then the male symbol was like the circle and the arrow, and then around it said "Masculinity." And on the back, so it would say "Healthy Masculinity." And then on the back of the shirt, I would describe like what is healthy masculinity. So like when people would see my shirt, they wouldn't just read it; they would know what I meant by it.
Okay. How do you think people reacted on May 12th? Did you guys wear your shirts? How do you think people took it, or do you think it made a difference?
To be honest, I was kind of disappointed seeing the amount of people that, like, the little amount of people that wore their shirts, you know. But Ms. Rincon reminded me that this is just one small step into, like, a big ol' achievement, you know. Like, you start small, but then you get greater outcomes. And so I feel like, in my personal opinion, I was kind of disappointed, but at the same time, it's what's to be expected.
Yeah, I would say the same thing as Nabai. She put it pretty good. Yeah, there wasn't that many people, but just like how she said, it's still one small step into a long journey that I at least hopefully want to turn into something big and make a big change.
Okay, thank you so much to Nabai and Ruben for being here with me today. You guys definitely had a great idea. I think even though, like you guys said, it's a small step, it definitely could have turned into something bigger. I'm Adriana.
I'm Nabai.
I'm Ruben.
Thank you so much. Okay, I think we're good. I don't know if that stopped.